Okay, let's talk about boundaries today. The thing we never really like to say is no, right? And then what comes? The immense guilt that comes by saying no. But the deeper root to that is the fact that we're afraid of rejection, afraid maybe of even being abandoned, of people withholding their love from us. And I think maybe for some of us, we actually feel and worry that setting boundaries makes us selfish or even a bad Christian. So you're not alone. Today, I want to show you why boundaries are actually a good idea. And I've done multiple other episodes on boundaries, how Jesus modeled them. But today, we're just going to be talking about the struggle with guilt, where you don't have to feel like a bad Christian and you can set them without carrying the weight of guilt at all, because they're not unbiblical, they're loving, and they want to protect what God's entrusted to us, right? And they create healthier relationships, I believe, without guilt. If you're feeling stuck right now, feeling like you don't really know where to go, feeling like you're overthinking a lot, or you're just really feeling exhausted from all the thinking and you just feel like yourself is shutting down, or maybe you can't seem to get out of this negative thought spiral, I just want you to know I got you and I'm here for you. My course, Untangle Your Thoughts, is all about overcoming negative thought patterns and really learning emotional regulation. I provide you with simple, powerful tools to help you reframe and renew your thoughts, to get to the root of your beliefs about yourself, others, and to really start thinking, feeling, and living in alignment with the truth. And I just want to show you how. I want to show you that it's not about pushing through prayer. It's not about forcing yourself to do all these other things or learn all these other things that you feel like you have to do. Let's get back to the basics. Let's start with the process of being with the Lord and identifying the patterns that we can overcome, the thought patterns that are keeping us stuck. Go to jessicahuddle.com/heal, H-E-A-L, or just head to the show notes. So go to the episode that you're listening to, go back to that, and you'll be able to see all the links there, and you're going to be able to see the link for my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts. Because like I say, you don't need another spiritual Band-Aid fix, and you're not just an emotional woman. Okay, let's get to today's episode. Let me guess that you've been here before. Okay, let me just set this up for you. Someone asks for your time and you say yes. They ask you to do something and you're like, yes. And you might not have even thought about it, but later you get home and you're like, why did I say yes? Because I don't have time for that. I'm exhausted. And you realize you really don't even want to do it. Maybe you feel bad for choosing family time over doing something else, whether it's for the church or for a friend, because you are supposed to, I'm using air quotes, like love on others, take care of everybody else. Maybe another one is you feel like you need to say yes, because if you don't, they might reject you and they might not even invite you again. I'm going to throw one more in there is you feel like if you say no, you'll just disappoint God or people. For me personally, I had to learn boundaries very early on in, I think, my teenage years, even in my adult years, mainly because my parents constantly overstepped theirs with me. And when I say boundaries, meaning like stealing money from me and things like that when I was in my teen years. And so when I was late teens, early 20s, had moved out of the house at 18, I was kind of homeless there, living with my best friend and my cousin at the time. So not like homeless, but just this like no place to call home that was mine. And as I got older, the boundary just became more verbal, especially with my parents. But when I'm early on, the boundaries just looked different. And y'all, it was hard. Hard. But at the same time, freeing, because I wasn't allowing them to talk to me or treat me however they wanted to get whatever they wanted from me. They couldn't do that anymore. Even though they were my parents, I still had a choice in, as I'm an adult now at this time, of how I wanted to allow other people to talk to me. And I'm not here to say, like, I know this is a more extreme example, I should say, because I know it's tougher to set boundaries with families, with your family member or anything like that. But I'm just here to say, I get it. It's hard. It's hard. But let's kind of talk about what the Bible says a little bit. Let's look at the Old Testament. Let's look at the New Testament. Throughout the Old Testament, God gave Israel the Ten Commandments. We see that in Exodus 20, 1 through 17, kind of as this framework for living in harmony kind of with him and each other. And these laws were not burdensome punishments, but they were meant to be these life-giving guidelines to help stay connected and focused on him. Psalm 19, 7 through 8 affirms this truth, that the law of God is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Again, that's Psalm 19, 7 through 8. But God's boundaries intend to bring joy and wisdom, leading us to true freedom and abundant life. That's the Old Testament. So let's look at the New Testament. Jesus really emphasized that his commands are not heavy burdens. So we see that in Matthew 11, 28 through 30. He invites us to take his yoke upon ourselves because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So staying within God's boundaries protects us from spiritual harm. It leads us to peace and rest. And by remaining within these boundaries, we can experience kind of that life-giving nature of God's love rather than the consequences of straying from his path. And he's not giving us those consequences. Those are just natural consequences of decisions we make. So his boundaries reflect his care for us and his desire for us to live fully in the freedom he provides. Most importantly, God's boundaries protect and they reveal the value of what he declares sacred. Inside of my biblical study on boundaries, is I kind of go into more detail on this, especially when it comes to specific examples in the Old Testament and the New Testament. But we see boundaries set about sex, about our bodies, about how we dress, all of that, which can be very second and third tier issues depending on where you stand. But they matter to God still. And these aren't like these heavy, burdensome things for us. They're actually very freeing. So we start to feel guilt, though, because we confuse people-pleasing with love. Another reason is we have been taught that, especially in the church, that self-denial equals saying yes to everything. I've also done a couple episodes on self-denial for Christians, but really this means renouncing oneself as the center of existence. And that goes against the natural, like, way of our human will. And recognizing that Jesus Christ as one's new and true center, okay? So that gives us as believers a new order in life. He does not say to deny taking a shower, to deny feeding your kids, to deny taking care of your home. Like none of, he actually cares about all of that. The third thing, our nervous system is wired to fawn, so we keep the peace at all cost. We feel guilty because, again, we confuse people-pleasing with love. We've been taught wrongly, I should say, about self-denial. And our nervous system is wired to fawn, meaning you have to make sure everybody's okay around you. And doing this for me personally, it's hard because I know when I set boundaries that someone might not like, I become their villain. I'm the bad guy. I'm the one that looks like I don't love. I am the one that was gossiped about or spread the lies about. And that's when I ask the Lord, have I done all things according to you? Have I tried to make it right? How they are talking, speaking, acting towards me, is it right, good, and true? And I have to ask myself, my clients know this, and inside of my self-paced course, it's kind of these qualifying questions. And this might not sound fun because you're like, well, who wants to set boundaries if that's coming after me? It's not fun, but again, it's freeing because we have to be willing to experience loss sometimes to be free. To be pruned is to cut things, right? When we think about a tree or anything that needs to be pruned on a regular basis so that it what? Grows. There is a loss to experience a gain. So when we set something to be free according to what is true, we will lose something that is not. And that's the hardest thing for us to reconcile. So boundaries act as love. They don't push people away, but people might push themselves away. But I always teach and fully believe when done right, we create healthier connections and we create space for that. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. So guarding is not selfish, it's faithful. Boundaries are not about rejection. They are about communicating what you will allow and not allow in a relationship so that the relationship can become stronger. Boundaries, I say this all the time, boundaries are not walls. If you are pulling yourself away from people, if you are not talking to people in any form, if you're not willing to go out into the world to be in community, you are not building boundaries. You are building walls in isolation and you're calling it boundaries. So we just need to be mindful of. So this week, I want you to practice saying maybe no or communicating and even thinking about, okay, when this person does that, I don't like it when they do that. How can I communicate that with them? And again, other things might come up when you start to realize you don't want to allow that anymore, but you're like, well, I'm not going to tell them that. Then we have to go to the next layer. And this is where maybe the self-paced course will come in, but also the one-on-one coaching. Why can't I? So then we want to think about, instead of spiraling in guilt, thank God for helping you protect what matters. So let's recap really quick. Boundaries are biblical. Jesus modeled them. Guilt often comes from that people-pleasing or fear. Boundaries protect relationships, health. They protect. They're not walls. Saying no does not make you a bad Christian. It can make you a wise one. And of course, can anything be taken too far out of context and to the extreme, to one extreme, I should say? Yeah. But I don't think that's where you are. If you're struggling with guilt around boundaries and you're ready to untangle thoughts, there are two options. Go get my self-paced course or book a free consultation with me to work one-on-one alongside each other. I really do help women move from people-pleasing to peacemaking with scripture at the center. You can also check out my biblical study on boundaries because that also gives you practical tools and verses to guide you through it all. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.